I have never actually put my car in a ditch due to my love of bird watching, but it's been a near thing. There's always a potential for disaster when you combine a love for things that fly about in the sky with the need to pilot a motor vehicle safely down the road. I get my love of bird watching from my dad, who came equipped with the best tool ever for watching birds. He was really, really farsighted. It was amazing the number of birds he could spot and the detail he could pick out, while the rest of us, nearsighted one and all, were still trying to locate the tree in which the alleged birds were purportedly roosting. Dad was a science geek, and he knew everything about the birds, their habits and habitats, their songs and calls. It made him a great resource for bird identification. I'd ask him about a bird, and he would ask me the usual field identification questions. How big was the bird? What color was it? How did it fly? Did it have a top knot? And I could pretty usually answer everything pretty well, up until the point that we came to the question that always and inevitably baffled me. What color were its eyes? Bird's eyes. Nearsighted people, we don't see bird's eyes. It's a pity I didn't inherit my dad's special tool for bird watching, but I am glad I inherited his love for it. It suits me. I'm a little bit OCD. I love to make lists. I would color code the world if I could. Have you seen a field guide to birds? Here are the hawks. Here are the sparrows. Here are the warblers. Here are the yellow warblers. Here are the black and white warblers. Here are the confusing fall warblers. It's all about colors and lists. A lot of bird watchers keep a life list, a list of every single bird they have ever seen and identified in their entire lives. I keep my list by location. These are the birds I've seen around my home. These are the birds I saw in the Everglades. When I stray out of the territory covered by my well-worn Roger Torrey Peterson's Field Guide to Birds of the Eastern United States, I get to buy a new bird book. I read it. I study it. So that when I'm in, say, Cancun, and overhead is sailing a magnificent frigate bird, I can look it up, identify it, and write it down. It's one of the reasons I like to travel. And destination isn't the only part of travel that's good for bird watching. Just the moving about from place to place, especially if you're driving a car, also provides opportunities. I saw my first ever sandhill crane while I was driving around in a car. In fact, I've never seen a sandhill crane except when I've been driving around in my car. My dad used to bird watch from the car, too, and he employed the swivel neck technique. He'd turn his head about 180 degrees in either direction to keep his eye on whatever was flying about in the sky. This could be a little harrowing for his passengers, especially if he was driving up a mountain road. But he claimed it was safe because during World War II, he trained with the Army Air Corps, and he said he learned to keep his mind wrapped around the entire 360-degree sphere that an airplane inhabited, regardless of where his eyeballs were pointed. This made a certain amount of sense until his passengers in the back seat got old enough to understand that while he did train with the Army Air Corps during World War II, he did not train to be a pilot, and he spent a considerable amount of time in the back of the airplane throwing up. While I do birdwatch my car, I do not employ the swivel neck technique. I have been asked more than once to pull over until I was done birdwatching, but sometimes you can't pull over. The birds keep going, and you have to go too. One day I was driving along a cornfield in central Michigan, about a half mile long and harvested down to stubble, and I looked over and there through the passenger side window, at eye level, right next to me was flying a bald eagle. Those brilliant white head feathers, that curved beak and that powerful downstroke. I paced that bird and I watched it as it flew across the entire field and then it veered off to the right. Then I turned my attention back to the road. And you know that part of a country road that jogs suddenly to the left that you might not notice if you've been bird watching? That's as close as I've ever come to putting my car in a ditch. But that eagle, Dad, its eyes were yellow. For a chance to see that again, I would put my car in a ditch.